Great Reset averted, EU digital mass surveillance plan likely to be blocked by Germany. By Peter Cattell on May 24, 2022. A digital mass surveillance regime planned by the EU looks likely to be blocked by Germany over privacy concerns. Seemingly not happy with the level of control the bloc already has over its citizenry, officials within the EU unveiled a plan earlier this month which would see messages sent within the bloc spied upon by superstate-controlled AI under the auspices of protecting children. However, having garnered widespread condemnation from across the bloc, it appears that censorship and lockdown-loving Germany of all nations may end up being what scuppers the Great Reset ambitions of bureaucrats for a little while longer. According to an article published by Bild, Germany's Federal Minister for the Interior, Nancy Faeser, believes that such a mechanism which would see everyday people have their messages automatically read for Brussels to scrutinize would ultimately not be in keeping with the country's view on the importance of privacy. "I want to tighten the pace against the perpetrators who inflict terrible violence on children," the minister reportedly said in an interview with a publication. "But we must not intervene in encrypted private communications and thus hit many people who have nothing to do with these acts," she continued. "It is a great achievement that there is communication that the state is not allowed to look into. I don't think it's compatible with our freedom rights to check every private message without cause," she went on to say, arguing instead authorities should spend their time trawling darknet platforms to best fight child abuse. Considering the country's apparent adoration of mask mandates, forced vaccination and mass censorship, it may be somewhat surprising that it could be Germany of all of Europe's nation-states to bury the authoritarian proposal. With that said, politicians within the Central European state are far from the only ones to have criticized the legislation, with many across Europe expressing outrage at the detailed plans produced by mandarins in Brussels. Totalitarian tools and their love of mass surveillance are spreading throughout the European institutions like a virus. It is in fact a China virus 2.0. Deadly for our freedom and democracy, Tom J.P. van den Driesch, MEP of Vlaams-Belang, previously told Breitbart, having also emphasized that the plan was yet another example of how the EU Commission is trying to spy on citizens, suppress civil rights and disenfranchise ordinary citizens. Far from merely a moral faux pas, however, van den Driesch's point that the EU proposal would be in breach of human rights may have significant legal ramifications, and could even be another potential cause of death for the proposed mass surveillance regime. "You don't allow people into your home without a warrant. Likewise, to monitor people's private communications, you need a warrant from a judge," said Associate Professor T.J. McIntyre regarding the EU plan, emphasizing that bloc legally has been here before, with the courts previously ruling against such measures being legal. "This is not just allowing police to enter a suspect's home without a warrant. It is allowing the police into everyone's home indiscriminately without a warrant," he continued. "It destroys the right to privacy." Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.